Megatron from one place and a really good Optimus from another.
Yeah.
To scale with the rest.
Oh, right. You want like a matching
a
set.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like a little shorter and like it needs to be the same scale.
Do you want like the energy ball and chain and energy axe attachments so you can like set up that fight? Or what do you...
Yeah, well, energy axe, I never liked the energy ball and chain.
Oh, the energy ball and chain was way crazier, though.
The energy axe?
Like, just conceptually.
This one comes with fucking his helmet. Yeah. Like, I just like his arm cannon. He's got a cannon.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just a gigantic gun on his arm.
The toy came with the stock turned into a gun platform.
I always had a hard time telling what the fuck was going on with the toy because it was so bad looking. It was like what any of it was supposed to be. It was just like, is that his torso? Is that his legs? Like, what's, you know?
Yeah, it did the stock split, and then it was like you could put the thing on it. But like, if you can't pose him to be firing off that
gun? Oh, yeah, yeah.
In a sweet way, then the whole thing's forfeit. Yeah, yeah,
well,
so that's the...
Oh, the stand or whatever. Okay. Well, then would you be happy with just a sick Megatron statue?
So I have that.
Okay.
I have a smaller one like that. That was like $15.
Yeah, that's like, you know, in a great position,
arm out.
Arm out. Yeah.
So I already have that.
Okay.
And that's really cool. It's the, I forget what they call it. There's a whole line. They've got these awesome ball joints that click and clack.
Oh, so it will still move. It just doesn't transform.
Oh, yeah. It'll move. And
okay.
Compose it in really cool ways.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't mind a Polyon. What the heck is the name of the ball? Sorry
for the random jump cut there. Just like points of articulation or whatever?
Yeah, that's a good thing. Is there... They make pretty.
Oh, that's the name of the company that made the statue?
Yeah.
Or the, not the statue, but the...
he's really cool. I bought him at Comic-Con or something.
Apparently they also make a Mega Man figure.
They make a bunch of them. They make Iron Man. They have some Star Wars stuff. You can get some real cool poses.
All right, yeah. That looks good. That's, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
this thing, that's $65. That's a good...
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't $5 or $15. But yeah, you just put him like really amazing. Like, look at that pose that dude's doing with the hands out.
Yeah.
It's like, that's great. That's all great. And it comes with a couple of heads. And the Optimus Prime they make is skinny. I don't mind it.
Like anime skin, yeah. I'm looking at that now.
Yeah,
it's kind of
like all their stuff is like that. Like they have stormtroopers that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Man.
The Starscream looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good looking Starscream.
So like on my Amazon like wish list, I've got like all of them. It's like yeah, someday when I just have money to burn, I set my diorama, and then I'll buy a Bumblebee and blow them up.
Smart. Oh, there's a Rodimus or a Hot Rod. Oh, that, man. That's a pretty good looking Hot Rod. That's only $30.
For Hot Rod?
Yeah. I wonder if it's smaller or something. Or not posable.
See, that would ruin it if they're not all the same scale.
Yeah.
That would be dumb. Oh, that is a pretty good looking Hot Rod. I never really liked Hot Rod.
I just thought Hot Rod was a cooler looking robot than Rodimus Prime was.
Yeah.
Because Rod, especially the toys. I mean, the Rodimus Prime was just like
garbage.
Yeah. But you know, like the way they made Rodimus Prime, he just looks older and wiser because of the Matrix. You know, like Hot Rod, like basically, I want my robot forms to have big fucking wings.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like it best when those wings are car doors. But
out?
Yeah, but like Hot Rod having like the spoiler or whatever as like his fucking back wing, I think is
yeah.
a good look also. But yeah, Doors. I want fucking jazz and like Starscream. Like yeah. It was like fucking here are the Doors and their sick fucking wings.
In the cartoon, they could all fly, right?
They eventually, I think, got to a point where the Autobots no longer could fly.
Oh, okay.
But originally, yes. Okay. Until the aerial bots came along, because they were jets, and they could fly.
Right. And then, right, then it was dumb
music. Yeah.
Yeah. Hot Rod. It's pretty good looking.
Transformers Generations Leader Class Megatron figure. That's not a bad looking...
Which one makes that?
It's on Amazon. I don't know. It's, oh, this is fucking the thing that turns into the tank, though. Whatever. Fuck this thing. Dude is not a tank.
There's a Hegemon Megatron, which I don't like how he looks either. Hey, he's alright. He's just a little blocky. He's scarier looking. Let's see if anybody makes a really cool Shockwave. I saw somebody made a custom Shockwave.
Was it still battery powered and all that stuff?
No, like it was like the Rebel, the guy, same Rebel Tech. They didn't release him, but they basically bought the pieces and then they paint them and sell them. So they had to order custom made. And
there's this weird Fall of Cybertron Shockwave that's kind of janky looking. It's most of the way there. I don't know, yeah. But like.
I feel like they don't, you know. Didn't see Shockwave too much, just when they would call up Cybertron.
Right, and like, yeah. What's up? And he'd be like, it's bad up here. There's no power. Send help.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not seeing great...
Great shockwaves. That Masterpiece Soundwave is pretty cool.
Yeah, there are a lot of great sound waves.
Everybody likes a sound wave.
Yeah. But, like, I think, it was like, for me, it's only robot form sound wave. Like, the tape deck, I never owned a tape deck that looked like that. That thing looks ridiculous. Like, the shape of it. It's like it's like a boombox made by someone who never owned a boombox.
It looks like a handheld boombox.
Yeah. It's like a weird, you know.
Right. It's not long enough. It's too square.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird looking. Maybe it's a Japanese boombox. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a really good looking.
Oh, this is some... I don't even know what this is.
Like, those Masterpiece collections are all right. They're Megatron. This is kind of garbage.
All right, that's just some weird flash animation of some bad shockwave. That's not even a... I don't even know what I'm looking at over here.
See, now you just need awesome renditions of, like, mask characters.
I'm surprised that there was never... I guess maybe just mask came and went, but I was kind of surprised that there was never, like, a mask revival of just, like, hey, we're putting Matt Tracker's fucking car out again, or we're putting the big rig out, and it comes with special edition Bruce Sato.
I don't know if I would buy it, but I would love to see... really detailed, serious takes on, like, sculpted fucking takes of some of those scenes of just, like, them with guns and just, like, jumping out of cars. Like a car or the motorcycle, the chopper thing.
Right.
In transformation with, like, a dude jumping out. Like,
yeah.
Just some serious...
I just want, like, a fucking... I just want Miles Mayhem with his arms folded, snickering.
In front of Boulder Mountain.
Yeah. In front of his jet chopper thing. Just, you know, it's Ham, the leader of Venom, hanging out. I had a special edition Miles Mayhem that was like a different colored costume. Like they did it. It was like, obviously, like the guys came with the vehicles and all that stuff. But then there was like, hey, here's a Miles Mayhem that comes with like a rocket launcher that you can just stand him next to. And it was like a different colored Miles Mayhem.
How many generations did they have? Was it like just the one?
Just maybe two. Because like the volcano van, that battery powered thing, was not available initially. It was a van that, like, literally, like, all you had to do to transform it was fucking push the bumper, the rear bumper, and the van split in half and a turret popped out of the top. Right. And it would just roll forward. It was battery powered, and the turret would kind of go back and forth as it rolled.
Huh.
And you could put a guy in the driver's seat and in the turret.
That's awesome. I had the Thunderhawk. I had whatever the Mack truck is. The Rhino. I had the Condor.
Mm-hmm.
Boulder Hill, that's where it was.
Yeah.
The gas station.
Yeah, I didn't have the gas station.
I went looking for it. I couldn't find it. It was in my parents' attic at some point.
Okay, so the Thunderhawk was like the Matt Tracker car. I didn't have the Thunderhawk. I had the big rig. The Rhino, I guess it is.
Rhino, yeah.
And yeah, I had the Condor. There's a car that the lady drove.
Shark?
She was an evil lady.
Underwater.
No, I had the Switchblade, which is the Miles Mayhem thing.
The Manta?
Yes. Yeah, I had the Manta.
These things all, if they're gonna break. Oh, the Switchblade. Oh, maybe I did have that. The wings fold down or back?
The wings fold down and, like, kind of down and back to it, and they attach to the sides when you want helicopter mode.
Okay.
There were like spring-loaded things on that would make the wings pop out and make the helicopter blade pop up, and then you had to fold the helicopter blade over to lock it out as a full blade.
Yeah, the mask was alright. I feel like I lost all their masks.
I never took the masks off of them, or rarely. I just left them on all the time because it was like, they just like, the faces all look like shit on those figures, so.
I don't remember enough about it to know why they had MASC as an acronym?
Mobile Armored Strike Command.
Okay.
And the masks had powers. So, like, Brusado had Lifter, and it was a telekinetic thing that would make him be able to lift fucking rocks off of shit. Yeah. Yeah, the masks all had abilities associated with them. And Venom is the vicious, evil network of mayhem.
Uh-huh.
I bought some bootleg mask DVD at some comic book shop in Times Square years ago.
Remember it all?
That show is fucking terrible. Like, going back and watching that show, it is abysmally terrible.
Like, from a soup to nuts animation of the story?
Yeah, like, the only cool part about it is, like, the first fucking 5 minutes of the story is, like, Venom does something bad, and then they have to assemble the team. So you get, like, the same 5 or 10 minutes, or, like a significant chunk of the episode is, like, fucking dude at the gas station sliding out from under the car and running away, while someone goes, wait, my car, you need to finish fixing it. But he's like, he has got to go put his fucking mask on and save the day, or, you know, or, like, somebody's like, I'm out here playing a rock guitar. Oh, no, I got to leave in the middle of a show. Just, you know, like, that, the assembly of the crew was always,
like, too much episode.
Yeah.
Sky Commanders, that was the other dumb toy I had as a kid. Man. Yeah, they were all dumb toys. Did you ever have any Brave Star toys?
No.
They were cool. They were big. Brave Star never caught on in a way.
I never liked big figures.
Yeah, these were big.
Like He-Man, I thought was terrible.
They were tough because they pose like shit.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. I wanted shit to be more poseable. That's why I never got into any of the Star Wars shit,
right,
just because the arms didn't bend.
Yeah.
That's probably, like, a key thing as to why I don't like Star Wars very much, is I thought that the action figures were terrible.
The vehicles were really
I would always think about, like, man, I should get a TIE fighter and then put G.I. Joes in it because they were always roughly the same size.
They totally worked. Yeah, the Star Wars vehicles were great. G.I. Joe had pretty good vehicles, too.
What was it, like, the X-Wing had the thing where you could, like, push down R2-D2 and it would make noise or something? Was there some kind of... Or push down to make the wings?
They pop the wings.
Yeah.
The S-foils, whatever.
Yeah.
And it came with damaged decals you could put on to make it get shot up.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Never gonna, yeah.
It didn't have, like, the spinny plates at the Matchbox cars that could damage. Yeah.
Yeah, these guys in this chat here are talking about, like, Ninja Turtles and stuff like that, but the Ninja Turtles are the same thing. They were just too big, too squishy. They're like, they just seem like bad action figures.
Yeah, I had a couple of those. I think this was the first generation of Ninja Turtles.
I had a Ninja Turtle that had been attacked by a dog, so the arm was all chewed up, and it was just, I don't know where I got it, but I just had this one Ninja Turtle, and it was just like...
That's it?
Yeah. Found it or something, probably. Here's episode 1 of Brave Star, just sitting on YouTube.
Yeah? Here it is.
Skeleton cowboy. Animation looks better than I remember it. I guess it's just the intro.
Yeah. Whoa. This horse just turned into a fucking horse man?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
It's a long intro.
I thought it was over. Okay, all right. Verse 2. This looks poorly cropped or something. Yeah. Did you ever watch Cops?
Yeah. So wait, you mean like
COPS? COPS? Yeah. Like, I liked that in a mask-like way. Maybe it was just because it was some dumb acronym, but I don't know. Maybe I just like my shit a little more grounded.
They were future cops, right?
Yeah. Like Transformers, you know, if they turned into trucks, stuff you could believe in.
Not a horse turning into a horse.
Yeah, not a horse turning into a horseman. What the fuck is that? Actually, I guess I kind of like Thundar the Barbarian. Then again, that was like the fallen post-apocalyptic Earth. It's very real. Been a little quick on the trigger lately. You do what it takes to get the job done. He sounds like a horseman. It shouldn't be used unless there's no other choice. This is to say about guns. They shouldn't be used unless there's no other choice. Like, just like fucking preaching right out of the gate.
Yeah. Also, I've got a gun.
Yeah. Now let's go shoot people. There was no choice! These wolfmen on hover bikes had to be stopped. Apparently this person has uploaded every episode of Brave Star. Wow. Here's 42. Here's...
Apparently nobody cared. That
yeah.
Uploaded over there. Yeah. Shoot that
wolfman. Oh, there are full episodes of Mask up here, too.
Damn it, horse man, all you've been doing is killing people.
Yeah. I'm a murder horse.
I'm just a horse, what do I know? Do your thing,
Sarah. Whoa! I guess Sarah is his shotgun, his laser shotgun.
Yeah, I don't remember that part. Oh, no.
Good going. Nice work, horse. They're getting away.
About being too quick with Sarah. Shoot him.
Too quick? I was trying to help. Sarah's not helping much if she lets the bad guys get away. Well, I'll be dang
named. You take my gun away?
Whoa. These fucking gun grabbers. In Space Congress.
The sheriff's gonna take you. Better watch where you're going here, Mr. Star.
This is apparently the pilot for Mask. Like this pop up. Become a member of the Mask Facebook group. Like, oh, no, boy. No, I'm no. Mask
This is a good song.
That's the other thing, is that every episode became about fucking Matt Tracker's kid getting up to some fucking trouble and them having to save him. Because Matt Tracker is the most fucking abandoning dad in the fucking history of the world. Well, I'm just leaving my kid with this robot. They won't get into trouble. In an effort to get my attention. Yeah.
Aliens in it? Is this how they get the mass powers?
No, I don't know.
Remain 100 feet from the crater. The meteor is extremely radioactive. Looks to me like we have proof at last of a life-giving meteor. Now we'll be able to save more lives faster than ever before using its radioactive energy.
That makes sense.
That's how it works. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. All right, we gotta go. We're gonna go watch, was it the Adventure Zone?
Adventure Zone! I don't want to miss their opening theme song because I really like it.
God, maybe I should just sit up here and watch episodes of Mask.
You can do that, yeah.